off the ball.
Rugby.
Sport creates such community. Like for me, it really had a massive staple in my life and kind of gave me direction and, you know, that sense of belonging.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We're turning our attention to the remarkable story of Jordan and Kian Adams. They're running 33 marathons in 33 days. In Ireland, it's going to be one in all 32 counties. You might be familiar with this story. Jordan ran the London Marathon to start with a fridge on his back. And they have been all over Instagram talking about FTD, which is frontotemporal dementia. And I'm delighted to say Jordan and Kian are with us this morning. Good morning to you, lads. How are you?
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Cheers.
Whereabouts in the world are you?
We're in Tipperary this morning ahead of day 24, marathon 24, and obviously county number 23 out of 33. So, tired and in pain, but ready to get going again.
Yeah, what is the pain level like?
It's one of those things each day. I'll go to bed thinking, you know, I've got certain injuries, and then I tend to wake up having added to those. So I think that, you know, for instance, yesterday my left shin is very inflamed. Got some real pain with that. But the day before that, it was my right foot. So I'm just balancing it, getting to a point where, you know, after today, it will be single digits left, 10 marathons to go as things stand. So can sort kind of see the end at end of the tunnel, end of the road, but just got to focus on one day at a time and grit my teeth and get on with it now.
Are you getting good physio, perchance? Is anybody there to help you?
His physio's crap because it's me. but now I try and look after him. He's probably running on some things that we wouldn't recommend that he even tries to run on, to be honest, but trying to tell him that, especially his little brother, kind of goes in one ear and out the other. So, we'll visit some things when we're in Dublin.
Right, and hopefully get some help. This is actually good from a career perspective, that after this is over, you're going to be able to look at any injury anybody says in here. Let me tell you about my brother. He ran 33 marathons in 30. You're grand. Get out there.
Yeah, my advice to everyone now is just going to be in clinic, run another marathon tomorrow, you'll be sound.
Yeah, it can't get any worse. Lads, what's the response been like? It's been really heartwarming to see the kind of support that you've been getting from people. It feels like you've kind of captured the imagination of so many people. And I don't know, maybe there's a Hollywood movie in this at the end, but what has that actually been like as the support has grown, as you've kind of taken on this kind of ridiculous challenge?
Yeah, it's been truly overwhelming, you know. Sadly, through frontotemporal dementia, my mum being diagnosed back in 2010 at the age of 47. Me and Kian, when I was 15, Kian was 9, you know, gone on a journey to care for mum over a 6-year period, and that was extremely difficult. And 2 years later, I learned that I'm a carrier of the genetic mutation which causes it. And for 8 years, I've tried to use my diagnosis as a license to live. I've done lots of crazy running challenges, and we've been supported locally. But to come back here to Ireland, place that my mum was so fond of, you know, where she grew up, and ultimately where we've lost 12 Irish relatives to that same form of FTD, and feel the support of what feels like an entire nation, has just been truly overwhelming and a very surreal experience. You know, we've probably been to 3 counties before we set up out this challenge in our childhood. You know, Longford, Leitrim, where our relatives are from, and then obviously Dublin. But every single county we've been to, people have come out in their droves, in rain or shine, to support us, to run miles with us, and we've just been blown away by it, to be honest. I don't think it'll sink in for a long, long time, and we'll certainly never be able to repay the kindness and support and generosity we've been shown by the Irish people. And yeah, it'll live with us and our family for a long, long time.
Tell us about your mum, will you?
Yeah, I think I struggle to remember my mum when she was well, unfortunately. So she was diagnosed at the age of 47, so I was 9, but she wasn't right for a good while before that, so I was probably more like 7. So it's something that I used to beat myself up about, to be fair, and think, oh, how do you not have any memories of her, or how do you not remember her voice or anything like that? But our little niece is almost just about to turn 7. So, and you realise how young that is, and you almost see yourself in them and think, there's no way I would have known or anything like that. But in terms of character, my brother's probably best to talk on that. Cause
yeah, Mum was a vivacious kind of character, life and soul of the party. Just very generous, had a beautiful gift of giving people her time, especially those in need. Beautiful woman inside and out. Obviously, I'm biased being her son, but yeah, she was such, she brought such light and joy and love into our lives and so many others that people still to this day often speak to us and kind of recall memories of my mum, and that's always nice to hear. But yeah, I think that's kind of why we've been so passionate about creating this legacy and almost keeping her flame alight and honouring not only her memory but the other 11 family members that we've lost to this cruel form of FTD. And yeah, you know, she's a huge part of everything we do, and we keep her at the centre of this mission. But yeah, she was just a beautiful person, and we're trying to reflect that in everything that we do.
You've spoken about how much pride she had in being Irish. Have you found that you've learned more about her background and her own history through this challenge?
Yeah, 100%, especially being the youngest sibling. I last visited Longford before she was ill, so another memory that I probably have forgotten kind of thing. So, and with my mum passing, our nan, our auntie, lots of our Irish family even over here have passed away in their 40s and 50s with this type of dementia. It's felt like it's almost like severed that connection a little bit, and we haven't had a good reason to come back and visit. But especially the home legs in Leitrim and especially Longford, we got to see where our granddad went to school, where our nanny Nelly grew up, and it's all in ruin now. And spend some time with my mum's cousins that are still remaining, unfortunately, that didn't live with FTD, that didn't have the gene. So it's kind of rekindled our connection with Ireland. But not only Longford and Leitrim, we've been welcomed with open arms in the counties we've never visited. So there's a big list of places we want to come back on holiday now. So yeah.
When you guys make the decision to get tested for the gene, is that a tricky thing to do? Because, you know, ultimately what the repercussions are if the decision comes back or if the results come back a certain way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we watched our mum be stripped of everything that made her not only who she was, but ultimately a human being over 6 years. You know, for the last 2 years of her life, she was completely incontinent. She was unable to walk or talk. Eventually, she was fed through a peg for a tube. She lay in a hospital bed in the front room of our family home for 24 hours a day. And we each, as siblings and alongside my dad, you know, played a huge part in her care. We watched that firsthand, and that stays with you. So to see that up close and then know ultimately, just 2 years after my mum passed away, that could be your future. Well, that is my future. It's very difficult. And like you say, yeah, trying to just come to terms with trying to make that decision. It was an individual choice for all of us. There was never any pressure there to get tested. We were very fortunate that our older sister showed an immense amount of bravery a year after that my mum passed away to want to find out her genetic circumstance. And that led to me being inspired by her and wanting to find out too. And yeah, I think, you know, ultimately the day that I was told on 12th September 2018 as a 23-year-old that ultimately I've got this terminal prognosis, I'm going to live with FTD, you have a choice to make. You know, you can walk through one or two doors, and I could have walked through a door that led me to kind of spiral and live no not life at all, not one that my mum would have been proud of, or I had a real opportunity to what I feel was to impact millions of people's lives all over the world living with dementia, because it's still got a lot of stigma attached to it and people don't really understand it. I think it's just memory loss and it's far more complex than that, and I've tried to go on a mission since then. And obviously on top of that, Kian's diagnosis in 2023, and here we are as the FTD brothers, and we can't quite believe, you know, the impact that we've had on real people's lives. You know, some of the conversations that we've started in the past 3 weeks here in Ireland, we finally feel like people feel heard and seen, you know, living with dementia. And that to us is just everything that we wanted since the start of this journey. And I know my mum would be incredibly proud of that too.
You're running for Alzheimer's research. What is the science like at the moment?
Yeah, I think we're no experts. It's a really complex space. But my partner, Helen, is a dementia researcher. She's changed her career since we've had our test results. So she's much more informed. But as a bit of perspective, since the year 2000 globally, there's been 90,000 trials into cancer and there's been 3,000 into dementia.
And in the UK, dementia is the biggest killer. I think it's the second in Ireland. So considering how many lives it affects from a volume perspective and how evil it is when it's in your family and you know how horrible that can be and how far back we are compared to cancer, I think that gives you a nice little perspective of where we're at with things. So yeah, 1.3 million or whatever we've raised so far is fantastic, but it's not really a drop in the ocean, and we need bigger commitments from, you know, government and things like that, hopefully in the future, to push this on and get research in the place it needs to be so that one day there's a world without dementia.
That's the basis of where we're starting from, but is there hope at all in terms of the stuff that you must find yourself kind of flicking through? There must be, your algorithm must be full of scientists doing research, I hope anyway.
Yeah, I think we're, you know, that, like my brother described his genetic diagnosis, a license to live, and it's given us both the kick up the arse to kind of make decisions in our lives and make the most of every moment. We're not fundraising to find ourselves a cure or to try and be heroes or anything like that. We're realistic about the sense that there probably won't be a cure for us in time before we become symptomatic. My brother's 31 next week or this week, and that will give him 14 years asymptomatic based off when our mum got ill. So a lot would have to change in that time. So we're trying to make the most of every moment and live a good life whilst we're here, essentially.
Yeah, well, it's an incredible, remarkable story. And I think the fact that you're so visible, hopefully, is going to make those people have conversations. And if there are genetic carriers in the family, then they can make those similar decision to walk through the doors that you have. If people do want to help, apart from coming out in the roads and cheering you on and greeting you whenever you get to the end line, what's the best way?
Sure, yeah. So if people want to follow along or engage with our story, help support us and spread the message, they can follow us on Instagram and TikTok, where we're posting daily content. It's at the FTD Brothers. We know it's a difficult time to give you money away. So if you're not in a position to donate, just following along and engage, and that'd be great. If you'd like to make a donation, then you can go to GoFundMe, the FTD Brothers, and give what you can. But we appreciate it. It's tough for everybody right now. So any support in the way of lining the streets or engaging online would be fantastic.
Yeah, and while the money is obviously incredibly important for the research, asking questions of politicians about why we are so far behind, like giving people that language, I think, is the other thing that you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I think that the challenge has kind of transcended its initial purpose. Like we set a monetary goal, which is all well and good. That's probably what's going to really move the needle for diagnostics and treatments and welfare for families. But actually, it's opened up a bigger conversation around that and put dementia on the map. We've inspired little ones to get into running. We've inspired people who've had mental health battles. So it's kind of snowballed into this bigger thing that we're quite proud of now.
Yeah, yeah. And we're looking forward to going into the government buildings in Dublin, and you know, we're aware that we're not Irish lads, but we'll be putting a post out in the next few weeks. We'll be leaning on the people again who ultimately have brought this to light and have spread our message so much over the past few weeks, to ask them what needs to be done, and we can put those asks towards the people in the right places so that we can move things forward, especially here in Ireland. You know, this was about coming back to the home of all the devastation we received in our family and losing 12 Irish relatives and having a direct impact on Irish people, and we want to deliver on that.
Oh, don't worry, we'll be claiming you, lads. You're good, lads. Thanks a million for joining us. Best of luck with everything. Cheers.
Cheers,
lads.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right. Jordan and Kean Adams there this morning, hopefully getting you up off your hole and inspiring you to do some good. If you want to get in touch, 087-9180-180 is the WhatsApp number. You can leave a comment on the YouTube stream as well, or we're still on Twitter for what that means. Anyway,
yeah,
that was good.
It's amazing. It
was
story.
Yeah, yeah, the lads are great, and what they're doing is fantastic as well for a fantastic cause. Dementia is one of those diseases that it's really prevalent, and people don't really see the effect it has on families as well as the people that have dementia. Like my family would have been affected with it back in the day, and it puts a big strain on people who have to look after their relatives who have dementia, because they really just do become pretty much a ghost of themselves. They lose their identity, they lose everything that made them the person that they are, which is really difficult. But it also means that if the family's not in the place to get a carer, or they don't want to put them into care, the facilities just aren't up to scratch in Ireland to look after these people at all. It always seems to fall on the families to pick up the slack, and that's really, really difficult.